When we read the biblical accounts of the Old Testament patriarchs and prophets, we're accustomed to seeing their portraits, warts and all. The Bible doesn't hesitate to broadcast the sins of the saints. We read of the adultery and murder committed by King David and the deceitfulness of Abraham. But for one Old Testament saint, we must press very hard to find anything blameworthy in his character. That person is Joseph. So extraordinary is Joseph's virtue that throughout church history, many interpreters have seen him as a type or forerunner of our Lord himself. That view is not universally held, but it is understandable why such a view has been ventured, considering Joseph's sterling character. We are told in Genesis about Joseph's mother, Rachel. His father, Jacob, had to work 7 years for his father-in-law, Laban, before he could marry Rachel. Yet Laban deceived him, and after that 7-year period, Jacob was given Leah as his wife instead of Rachel. Jacob was permitted by Laban to marry Rachel just a week after he had married Leah, but only after he agreed to labor another 7 years for Rachel. Joseph was the child of Jacob's old age and the firstborn to Rachel. Genesis chapter 37 picks up the narrative of Joseph's life. Jacob lived in the land of his father's sojournings, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was pasturing the flock with his brothers. He was a boy with the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought a bad report of them to their father, verses 1 and 2. Some have argued that at the very beginning of the Joseph narrative, we see a defect in his character. Here was a boy who was bringing a bad report about his brothers to their father, a report that would not be taken kindly by the brothers. If we read back into this text, the whole character of Joseph manifested in his biographical sketch in Scripture, however, we are inclined to think that the report, though negative, was true, and that Joseph could be excused for giving a higher response to a higher duty, namely, fidelity to his father over fidelity to his brothers. This interpretation hints at a similar incident in the life of Jesus. We know next to nothing of Jesus' boyhood years, except for the occasion when he visited the temple in Jerusalem at age 12. He stayed behind in the temple to talk with the teachers on matters of theology, and his parents were unaware that he had been left behind. Presumably, the men were traveling with the men, and the women with the women and children. Joseph probably thought Jesus was with Mary, and Mary thought he was with Joseph. When they hurried back to Jerusalem and found their son disputing with the theologians in the temple, they rebuked him. Jesus answered his parents, "Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" Luke chapter 2, verse 49. Jesus' behavior was not sinful, but righteous. He was obeying his father. Joseph was likely acting in a similar manner when he gave his parents an honest report. Now, Israel, Jacob, loved Joseph more than any other of his sons because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a robe of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peacefully to him. Genesis chapter 37, verses 3 and 4.